Carolina Outdoor Show is brought to you by The Outdoor Guys from Jesse Brown's.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Carolina Outdoors. Bill Bartee, we're about to turn the page and close the book on 2017.
Hey, but let's look ahead forward because 2018's right up in front of us, and we're looking forward to a great Carolina Outdoor year in store for us. The voice over there, Don Yeager. The voice right here, Bill Bartee. We are the Outdoor Guys here on News 1110-99.3 WBT, and we're glad that you're joining us, whether it be via the airwaves of WBT or maybe you're listening via podcast. You can access that over at jessebrowns.com. Head over to Facebook, Instagram, that sort of thing, and you can hear all four segments broken down as you choose. Now, Don, one of the things that we like to talk about, whether it be a state fair, maybe a picnic in the outdoors, or maybe it's New Year's, is food.
Always comes down to that, doesn't it?
It is hard for us to argue about food. We love all versions of food, whether it be breakfast, lunch, or dinner, or maybe some snacks in between. You can't go wrong.
There you go.
And one of our kings of food is our next guest, and he's going to talk to us about foods of the new year, maybe the symbolism and what it stands for. He is the head of Noble's Food and Pursuits, Chef Jim Noble. Welcome to the Carolina Outdoors.
Well, good morning, guys. How y'all doing?
We are doing wonderful. It's wonderful to talk to you and to learn a little bit about this stuff that we put in our mouth and chew around a whole bunch. Tell us about some of the, especially here in the South, you've got Roosters in Charlotte and in Winston-Salem, King's Kitchen, and other pursuits that the Noble franchise is undertaking. But tell us about food and what it symbolizes.
And barbecue coming, too.
I know. We're going to ask you about that, too.
Okay.
Tell us about food going into the new year, how what it symbolizes.
Well, there's probably three things that we've generally think about on New Year's Day that are based on traditions, but I was just doing a little research on it this morning, and the Sephardic Jews, when they came to this country and into Georgia in the 1700s, they brought a 15-year-old tradition that they had from the Talmud about eating black-eyed peas on the New Year. Now, that would have been Rosh Hashanah, which is in the fall, but it kind of translated into our New Year here in January, and eating black-eyed peas were one. It was a simple lagoon, and it kind of symbolized humility and starting a new year with the right heart. But at the same time, they were the kind of beans that once you consumed them or once you soaked them, they grew. So it had to do with growth and prosperity going forward. Also, they say that kind of looks like coins or something like that. So it was sort of like money coins, a lot of promises in the Old Testament about prosperity for all of us as believers. And then secondly, one of the things that we always consume is seems to be greens. It could be collard greens or turnip greens or whatever greens we pick. But that symbolizes, from what we now know in the United States, is money, which is green here. But again, it's prosperity. And then one of the other ones, and this one is the questionable one, but it's one that's on everybody's menu for New Year's Day, is pork, and for the richness of it, and for the fact that you would eat this pork, and a pig always kind of roots forward. So it's sort of a symbolism of moving forward into a new year and looking for that prosperity that, you know, we believe is promised to us. So that's kind of the thing that we do in the South. Sometimes we throw cornbread in there, which kind of symbolizes gold or something. But, you know, food traditions have been around a long time. So New Year's Day is pretty consistent. But, you know, the funny thing is that at Roosters, you can probably eat a New Year's Day meal most every day. So
there you go. Now, my family is an old German family, and my mother always fixed ham, bean, and cornbread for New Year's Day. And I asked her one time why. And she said, "It's simple. We got the ham bone left from Christmas."
So, that's right.
So there you go. Waste not, want not, right? Just use
right.
What you got, run what you brung, and enjoy it.
That's right. That's right.
Well, Chef Noble, let me ask you about, we're talking about, Don just mentioned his table growing up, and my table resembled that as well. What about the restaurants, Roosters, the King's Kitchen, those sorts of things? Does the menu change? Do you celebrate in those restaurants with menu changes regarding this type of food?
Well, on New Year's Day, actually, we're closed. It's one of the holidays I give my team. And so we're open on New Year's Eve, which is like amateur night. And we're really busy on New Year's Eve.
Let me tell you, if you've ever been in the restaurant business, you're ready for a day off on New Year's Day.
Yeah, I mean, we've been going through the holidays, and this year was a little bit longer than normal because Thanksgiving fell about a week earlier than normal. It's a little bit more than a week, almost a whole week in between Thanksgiving and Christmas this year, which is a little bit more than normal. And we've been going strong since before Thanksgiving. We've had a great fall. A lot of holiday parties, a lot of holiday celebration. And my team's about tuckered out, but they've been strong, and they're a great crew. They've been working hard, and they got Christmas. Well, South Park were open for Christmas Eve, and it was a huge night. And then they got off Christmas Day, but then on the 26th, right in this mall, we had to open back up again. And it was a busy day because people were exchanging things. So it's a good break for them every year on the first. To have time and look at the football games and share their family. We care a lot about our families at Noble Food Pursuits. It's an important part of our goals and what are some things that mean a lot to us as family. So I encourage my team to spend time with their family as much as they can, and this is a good day to do that.
Well, and especially with 2018 coming up ahead, the voice over there, Don Yeager, I'm Bill Barty. Our guest, if you're just joining us here on the Carolina Outdoors, is Chef Jim Noble of Noble's Food and Pursuits. Don and I are at Jesse Brown's. Right around the corner is one of your restaurants, Roosters, at South Park. There's also one downtown, and there's one in Winston-Salem, and King's Kitchen is part of your enterprise, too, as well as your ministry and your missions that way. But Chef Noble 2018 has barbecue on your menu. Tell us about the upcoming pursuits of Noble's Food and Pursuits.
This has been probably a 20 or 25-year pursuit. I've been wanting to do a barbecue place for a long time. And I almost did it in 2009. That didn't work out. And then I ended up doing Roosters Uptown. And then I said, I'm not going to do anything else, so I do barbecue. So I've been looking for the last two or three years, for location. We found a great spot on Freedom Drive. It's a perfect building for barbecue. We're so excited about it. We're going to be serious about the meats that we cook. It'll all be traditionally smoked pork, and then also Texas-style brisket and some smokers that we're having built we're so excited about it. And, you know, we come with hat in hand. We don't want to come across as some cocky chef trying to do barbecue. We really want to pay tribute to the barbecue guys, the legends that have been doing this the last 70, 80 years in the South, and really pay tribute to those guys and say, hey, we want to play the game with you, and we're all about the meat. Our main thing is to focus on smoking meat properly. Our brisket will probably take 24 hours to get ready. It'll probably run out every day. But then we'll also, like Roosters does, we'll probably have about 10 or 15 sides every day. We'll have traditional sides, but also like green beans or fried okra and seasoned sliced tomatoes. Local produce will also be there. So if you were not a meat lover, you could enjoy the vegetables too. So we're kind of fired up about it, and we got a brewery going in with us too. So it's going to be a great spot.
Man, all kinds of things, and that'll happen in 2018, as well as changes at Rooster's South Park and other places that you have going on. It's wonderful to keep up. You can type it into the computer there, Noble's Food and Pursuits. Chef Jim Noble, thank you for joining the Outdoor Guys here on the Carolina Outdoors.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys. Great being with you again this year.
Wonderful to have you. And off he goes. And Don Yeager, I have a feeling maybe we can save a little place there at the brisket station there at the new restaurant when it opens.
I'll be glad
up
to sample the brisket.
Don is a connoisseur of the brisket. Actually, Don, your brisket's pretty darn good itself.
Well, Ed Billick over here with the Texas A&M shirt on today, that's where the best brisket comes from.
Oh, that's right. Hey, welcome to all the football fans who have joined us in Charlotte over the weekend, because there's some Wake Forest, Texas A&M football that had just been played. And anyway, we're going to take a quick break. We've got more of resolutions going on. We're going to talk exercise right after this on the Carolina Outdoors.